August 21st, and it's a Sunday, and we have Pascal Francis. And how do you pronounce your name?
Pascal Francis.
Okay. What's your date of birth?
October 14, 1957. Am I supposed to lay back?
Yeah. Mine's September 12, 1957.
Really? 57? It's a good year.
Okay, why don't you tell me a little bit about your childhood growing up, the way it was? Share a little pain of your life, why you think you used, what happened, and where you are today.
Okay.
You can start from anywhere. You can talk for half an hour. Just sit back, relax, and just start talking. It's not that important.
Can I start now?
Yeah.
I was born in Paris, France. I lived there till I was 12.
Oh, also, I wanted to know what your permanent address is.
Do you need it now?
Yeah, just say it on tape.
2349 All Street, Southeast. My mother's. I don't know, I had a wonderful childhood. I'm the only child. I always had everything I wanted. We moved here in 67. And I hated it. Because first of all, I was leaving my friends, my great-grandmother. And I didn't like my stepfather. I guess, I don't know, I haven't figured it out yet. My life was fine until 1980. I mean, it was okay until I started doing dope. I used to drink socially and do some coke sometimes, but I never had a habit. Until I met this one man, and things started going downhill from him. I started shooting up cocaine in Montreal. And I was too wired up to come home and let my family see me like this. And I told them, I said, I need something to calm down. So we stopped in Florida and got some dope. And I fell in love with it. And he said, if you do it every day, you're going to get a habit. And I didn't believe him. I said, not me. You know, I like myself too much. And I did. And he said, sooner or later, you're going to do anything to get the dope, and I did. Almost, but killed someone. And I don't know, it's been repetitious for, say, for the last 9 years. I get my shit together, and then I start using again. I go back down. I always end up going back to the methadone clinic, in and out of the clinic. Treatment. Thousands of dollars spent for it. You know, I wasn't ready. I would be okay behind a wall if it wasn't out. I don't know. It's like a misery, but I don't like to talk about that. And plus the fact that I love getting high. I did. I think I still do. But I don't like what it does to me. The consequences. And I don't know what else to say. Let me see. Well, let me see. What happened during that? Okay, well, last 8 years I had a daughter. She's 6 years old. Her father's an addict. And he's not ready to stop. And I'm having big problems with him. He won't leave me alone. I really don't know what else to say, Coach. I just know I can't do it anymore.
Talk about a little bit about the misery and the hope you've seen. How long have you been clean?
This time around?
Yeah.
Only since Tuesday.
Since Tuesday? Today is Sunday?
I did it one time Tuesday. I had 6 weeks.
But have the urges left?
Oh, yeah.
The obsession and compulsion has left?
Not all the time. I have problems dealing with when I can't get my own way. I can't deal with it, and I have to end up getting high. No, I feel like if I don't use, I can do anything I ever wanted to do. You know? I want to live today, and 6 weeks ago, I really wanted to die. And I always thought I loved myself a lot, but that day, I really wanted to die. I even prayed to die, and that was something that was definitely wrong. Really. And I kicked on my own. I went through a lot of pain. A lot of physical pain. I was almost dead. I was 90 pounds. I wasn't eating anymore. I didn't want to do nothing but cough and shoot dope. And then once that was gone, I wanted to get some more. I didn't even want to get up in the morning because I knew I had to start, you know, getting the money. And I mean, the last couple months, I think last month, my mother ended up giving me the money every day because she knew I was going to do anything for it. I was off the clinic, but I caught a habit again, and I was very ill every morning. Until one day, she said, "No, that's it, Pascal, no more." So I kept telling her I was going in the hospital, but I wasn't. I've been doing that for years, off and on. So she said no more, and I didn't even have the energy really to even, at the end, I didn't even have the energy to really get any money to get high. And I had no other choice but to stop. And the first 6 weeks was wonderful. So I don't know what happened. I don't think I take this seriously. I don't know. I haven't quite comprehended yet that I can die from this. Even though I knew I was dying like a couple months ago. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Talk about it. It's okay to talk. You get free when you talk. It's okay to say anything. Talk about how you feel, the pain, the hope there is, the hopelessness.
I have hope today. I have hope. I'm going to LA at the end of the month. I want to go clean, so I know I'll stay clean to then. I don't know, I don't have the patience. I guess I want everything now. And plus, I don't know, I wasn't getting anywhere back then. I wasn't. The only reason I don't think I ever could live on the street, but probably the only reason I didn't is because of my mother. She never kicked me out.
That's why I got help, because my parents said that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I couldn't survive anymore.
I know. I'm trying to be more responsible. I mean, I'm a mother, but I still don't know what a mother's supposed to be about. I haven't raised her. I have a lot of pain about that. I have a lot of pain that I've been in the I was in a relationship for 8 years, and you know, things just didn't work out. I feel like I wasted a lot of years. So I'm 30 years old now. It's not old, but still, it's, you know, but it is old. I mean, older. I don't know what I'm looking for in life, to tell you the truth. I really don't. I used to think life was a big party all the time. You know, travel and eat good food, and, you know, before I start doing dope. Because then I did dope, that's all the money went to dope. I thought life was just, you know, fun all the time, and it's not. You know, you have to be realistic, I guess. And I hate to talk. I do. I guess if I knew you better, I'd probably would talk your ears off.
Everything you said, I can relate to.
Really?
About life just being a party and traveling around. I'm a foreign service brat. I lived all over the world. I don't have any name, but I was helpless. I didn't care about anything. I just wanted to die. One reason why I'm doing the book is because we're all single.
Yeah.
It's going to come out in the book. How I feel. Isolation. The more and more you talk about how you feel. It's coming out. You're doing a little bit. The more honest you are, the better it gets. It's okay to say things. It's okay to talk.
A lot of it I've locked out. A lot of it, I mean, still.
Denial.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at reality.
I never did. I think I'm starting to. It really hit me when someone said the other day, keep this up, you're going to die. And I never really comprehended that before. I mean, it comes and goes, but I really don't want to go back to that lifestyle. I really don't, because I know I can get there so fast. I mean, it'll take no time. And I really like NA. I really do. I still have friends like from way back, and that's what happened to me last Tuesday. I never will. I mean, I can do without drinking, but I had a beer, and then I had another beer, and then I got fucked up, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna do some coke now." Then the next day, I felt really bad. I said, "No, really, fuck, I really used." I said, "I might as well use what I really like," and I did. But it's not, I mean, it's natural for an addict to use, right? But then I felt really disappointed in myself. So I called Leah. So I think I have to start all over again. Away from slippery people, or just one in particular. That's always been my downfall. And I really hate having a person being able to manipulate me like that. To manipulate me like crazy. But in my heart, I really want this. I really do. And I want to make something out of myself. I stressed that when I was... on billboard. I knew I wasn't doing anything in my life. Finish?
No, keep talking, just relax. Don't worry about the tape.
I don't know what else to talk about. I really don't. I mean...
Talk about how your day went today. How your week's been. How your life's getting better.
Well, today was, I had to work last night. I didn't go to sleep till 4, and I didn't get up till 1.
What do you do at work?
I'm a bartender. I know that I'm going to have to find something. I work for my mother, and it's the easy way out. But I know it's not good for me. Yeah. I mean, nobody's in recovery where I work. I don't know, my day's been okay. I was able to... He called me 4 times, he wanted some money from me, you know, to get high. He said, don't worry, I'm not going to take you, I just need the money, I'll pay you back. And I kept saying, no, and that's good for me. Because I didn't give in, because I knew if I saw him, I would end up getting high. So I didn't do it today, and I feel good about that. Before it was a big deal getting clean. Well, I was able to get clean, but now it's staying clean. It's not as easy as I thought it would be. But I started going to 2 meetings again since last Wednesday, 2 meetings a day. And...
Can you keep talking?
Yeah, and I talk to Leah every day. Keep talking?
Keep talking, I'll be right back.
Talk to myself?
Yeah, it'll be easier.
No, I won't.
Okay.
Wait, what do you have to do?
I was going
to
go put the negatives in the wash. That's okay.
Oh, well, I don't think I want
to... Talk for 10 more minutes. I'll tell you what, I'll turn it off. Your childhood, being alone, using, recovery.
What were your worst
and
best memories from childhood?
Well, I talked about that. My best memories were in Europe. I didn't have any bad memories. I did miss something. I missed something. I don't know, when I turned 18, I went completely wild. I think I lost it or something. I started doing a lot of black beauties. And I would go to my friends to Atlantic City in Philadelphia. And I don't know what happened. One day they left me somewhere in Philadelphia and I lost it. I was 3 days in Philadelphia and I don't remember what I did, who I was with. I don't. They picked me up, paddy wagon picked me up and took me to the Philadelphia General in the psych ward. And then my mother picked me up a couple of days after that to go over there. Then a week later, I ended up at Bethesda Naval Hospital in the psych ward for 3 months. I was schizophrenic, a speed-induced, drug-induced. I spent my 19th birthday there. And my psychiatrist told me, Pascal, you cannot use drugs. And I didn't but I didn't really go back, you know, heavy until I was about 21, 22. But that still bugs me. It was 3 days. I mean, that's
I want to know, you know, what happened. I mean, I like to know. Nobody wants to miss days out of their life. They don't know what happened.
Years.
Okay, yes.
For me.
Where's your father now?
My stepfather's deceased. He died a year after we moved here, 2 years after we moved here. My father, my mother got divorced when I was 2 years old in France. But I think he's still somewhere around New Jersey. I don't know, and recovery can be great if you just do what you're supposed to do, that's all. I mean, that's what I think today. And I guess my main problem is if something's bothering me, I need to either pick up the phone or you know, go to somewhere and, you know, talk about it. And most of my life, if something was bothering me, I would keep it in or, you know, use on it. When I used last week, and I went up there to 14th and W, I looked at the people on the corner, and the first time I ever really looked at them. And those people, they look healthy. I mean, it's really sad. I mean, they're really on their way out. And that was, I mean, I used to go there. As much as I could every day, or 5 times a day. And that was my whole life, and you know, that was a little sick. All that money, I don't have a dime to show for it now. Just to put in my body. I even had a needle stuck in my neck one day. I had to get surgery. I had to take it out. I had cellulitis. I was in the hospital for a month. They said I had 105 fever. They said I almost didn't make it. But even that didn't stop me. I think when I really wanted to get cleaned up is when I was sick of it. I was sick of myself. I mean, I couldn't even look at myself.
Your messages are the best messages that have come out on tape because it's so fresh and real. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is real.
Yeah.
It's addiction.
Yeah.
And you're making it. You made it. You made it. Once you get clean, you can see. If you're not clean, you'll never see it. The denial is so heavy.
That's true.
You got any more questions?
What about your daughter?
She shared about that.
My daughter is going to when she went through my whole addiction with me, I used to get off in front of her. So I don't know if it's going to affect her. If I stay clean, it probably, you know, she's young, so it might not affect her. But she, I don't know if she's
okay.
I don't think she trusts me yet. Because she knows that, like, every time I always... She tells me about meetings, and you know, she's really... She's 6 going on 12. I
Oh, she's a great kid. I mean, I love her. Just there's a lot of stress for me right now. And I guess eventually it'll go away. Where I live, my mother's friend, it doesn't bother me too much, but still, he freebases off and on. And that's affecting my mother. But she's in denial because she says he only does it once in a while. And that's bullshit, you know. Freebasing is worse than shooting dope, I think, because you never can get enough of it. You have to do it constantly. I never really liked it. I didn't like it. And one of my goals eventually is to move out of that house. I moved out 20 times at least, but I always moved back in. But I want to move out and stay out. Yeah. Because I am, well, I'm not 18 anymore. I think I should live on my own. My mother pays for everything, coffee. And I guess if I start paying for it, I would feel better about it.
I can totally relate with that. That's my one stumbling block right now for me.
Mm-hmm. But as far as my mother's concerned, you know, as long as I stay clean, she doesn't mind. You know, she'll know sooner or later, you know, get my life back in order. I don't know, I guess I'm just playing it one day at a time. I'm not making no big plans, but I can't right now. My biggest plan is going away at the end of the month. I really don't like going to those new meetings because there's nowhere to park, there's a lot of traffic. But they help me because the first, when I used to get up, I used to drive to Northwest anyway. So, you know, it's much better driving to a meeting than driving, you know, a few blocks away. And I don't worry as much as I used to. And I used to worry myself crazy. Probably a few things are left down, maybe a lot. But I have a hard time remembering a lot of stuff. I really do. I was clean 2 years ago for 6 months, but that's because I was in Minneapolis. And in Minneapolis, there really isn't any dope to talk about. There isn't. I went to Hazleton. I went to the long-term program, people that couldn't get step one. And I was okay out there except when I came back to Washington. That must be at least 15 minutes.
Stop worrying about the tape.
I'm running out of things to say.
Alright, smoke a cigarette, relax. We're going to be going to the meeting in about 15 minutes. I want you to cheer up. I want to give you a gift. You got any more questions, Michelle? And then we'll cut it off. Unless
okay,
you can think of something good for her to say.
Yeah, what are your favorite things about being
clean? Wanting to get up in the morning and start a new day. It is. and, you know, having a positive attitude, doing positive things for myself and the people I care about. That's something I've been so selfish. Just taking care of myself for all those years that I didn't care about anything else. I like caring again. I really do.
Who do you care about most?
My daughter. My mother. Me.
What do you
want
being your
daughter?
Bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Are they
going to
do that?
I don't know. I don't know if they have an age limit on it. I'm 30. I'm going to be 31.
I don't think they do. But you, Chris, what do you want to be when you're little?
Don't worry about it. Let's go, okay.
What did you want?
Is it funny? We're not going to talk about it. You tell me.
I'll tell
them. I mean, first thing I remember I wanted to be was like, spaceship. I
want
to be an astronaut.
I did when I was after high school. I wanted to be a psychiatrist. And I did go 2 years of college, but then I quit. But that was too much study for me. You know.
Like the shirt.
Mm-hmm. You gonna give it to me?
Yeah.
Thank you.